This is NHR Sport.
Hi, welcome to Nottingham Hospital's Radio Monthly Football Highlights Podcast. On this podcast, we bring you all the best moments from the games that the NHR sports team have covered for the patients and staff of the QMC and City Hospitals. And for this month of April, we have an amazing 9 games to bring you from football competitions, such as the Europa League, English Premier League, and English Football League 2. On this episode, you'll hear from Salford versus Notts County, Notts County taking on Newport County, and Notts County facing off against Barnet, all in the English Football League 2. As well as this, you'll hear Nottingham Forest welcoming Aston Villa and Burnley to the City Ground, as well as their trip away to Sunderland in the English Premier League. And finally, we also have the Reds' home games against FC Porto and Aston Villa in the Europa League quarterfinals and semi-finals, respectively. But first, we go back to the 28th of March, where Notts County travelled to Wetherby Road, playing against Harrogate Town in the English Football League 2. Your commentator for this game is Richard Smith.
And we are almost ready to go then. Here at the Exercise Stadium, it's Harrogate Town taking on Notts County. And Harrogate Town need the points, but so do Notts. And just for a short while, until the 3 o'clock kickoffs, they can get into third place in the league table. We kick off here. It's a good work this from Notts County early doors. Nilsson Tangen plays it out wide for Keenan Bennett. Can he find a cross? Puts his foot on the ball, gives it to Tangen, who finds Ayo Pendry in the box. Shot comes in, and Alassane Ajate puts the ball in the back of the net with 9 minutes on the watch. Lovely interplay between Notts County's players down the right-hand side, and Notts have the lead with 9 minutes gone. It's Alassane Ajate's 14th goal of the season. It's Harrogate Town 0, Notts County 1. 0 to hero in a couple of moments. Long ball forward, looking for the run of Alassane Ajate. He's in the box, gets a shot away. Great stop there from Heffernan. And Ajate almost in for a second there, latching onto a long through ball. Bounced just kindly for him in the 18-yard box, but good challenges there coming in from Heffernan and Gibson, crowning out the big Gambian, stopping him getting his shot on target there. As the ball holds up in the breeze here, as Dennis goes down and Reece Smith runs into the box, tries to get the cross ball in. There's a man in space in the middle of the goal, and Notts managed to scramble the ball away. There was a shout for a penalty in there. I think it was Levi Sutton, the number 17, that had a shot on goal, but it looked like he had his legs taken away from him, but nothing given by the referee. And Harrogate now a little bit incensed by that. And that will be a goal kick to Notts County. All eyes on the referee, who blows for half-time. So Notts can be satisfied with their opening 10 or 15 minutes, I have to say. Good work down the right-hand side between Tangen, Iopenda, Keenan Bennett. Iopenda got the cross ball in, and Alassane Ajate fired the ball in from around about 2 or 3 yards out to make it 1-0 for Notts County. After that, they seem to lose a little bit of the impetus out of the game. It's all very quiet here at Wetherby Road, the Exercise Stadium, but Notts at the moment are in the lead at half time. It's Harrogate Town 0, Notts County 1. We are underway here at Wetherby Road, the Exercise Stadium. Notts County leading Harrogate Town by a goal to nil. Harrogate kickers off, playing towards the goal to our right-hand side. Palmer with a shot, bounces back off a defender. Emil Aqua's after it and retrieves the ball and gets the ball infield. There's an opportunity here for Stephen Duke McKenna. Edge of the 18-yard box, shoots. Saved there by James Belshaw, but a swift break there from Harrogate Town, almost catching Notts out, and that's the first time,
including a sold-out away end of 1,000.
Connor Grant gets the ball in, but there's nobody there in a green shirt to profit from that, and it's cleared away. But good work again, this time from Lewis Macari. Finds Connor Grant, edge of the 18-yard box, shot all along the deck into the arms of the keeper. His throw out is cut out, and now Notts have possession of the ball again with Jody Jones. Fires a shot in towards Alessandro Giacca, returns the ball into the back of the net. What a terrific goal that is. Jody Jones fired the ball in. Alessandro Giacca turned on a sixpence in the six-yard box and fired the ball into the roof of the net. 78 minutes gone here at Wetherby Road. And Notts have a second. It's Harrogate Town 0, Notts County 2. They're trying to build again down the left-hand side. Cross ball comes in. It's cleared away. Not very effectively. And now Duke McKenna's in the box. Tries a shot. And I think that's tipped over the bar by James Belshaw. But nothing has been given by the referee. I think you've robbed James Belshaw of a save there. It looked like he got a touch on that shot from Stephen Duke McKenna. Free kick then for Harrogate Town. Just outside the corner of the 18-yard box on that far side. Be lifted in by Slater. In it comes towards the centre of goal. It's headed away. Connor Grant now knocks it long, looking for Jaden Luker, who's on his bike. One against one now. Jaden Luker, he's got Alessandro Giacca running towards his left hand side. It'll break for the big Gambian, who just loses control of it, and it's knocked out of play for a corner kick. But just then we were thinking that Alessandro Giacca was in for his third goal of the game, and the referee blows for full time, and Harrogate Town unfortunately have come up short against the Notts County side, who bounced back from that defeat on Tuesday away at Oldham to win the game here by 2-0. The Thank first you. In the first half from Alessandro Giacca, turning in a ball at the far post from Tom Iopenda. Lovely cross, lovely build-up work on this right-hand side, but Giacca turns the ball in on the six-yard box to make it 1-0 on 9 minutes. And then on 79 minutes, a shot that came in from Jody Jones came to the feet of Alessandro Giacca. He literally turned on the corner of the six-yard box and fired the ball with his left foot into the roof of the net to make it 2-0. So a thoroughly professional performance from Notts County, coming back from that heavy defeat on Tuesday night. And it's finished here at the Exercise Stadium. Harrogate Town 0, Notts County 2.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did, and thank you.
Next up is a game from the 3rd of April, when the Magpies visited the Peninsula Stadium to take on Salford City in the English Football League 2. With commentary for this game, you have Chris Orme and Richard Smith.
And we are almost ready to go then here at the Peninsula Stadium. Sebastian Stockbridge with 130 odd yellow cards from his 33 games so far this season. He's averaging just over 4.5 per game. We're almost underway. Notts County kick us off then in this most important League Two fixture so far this season. Fires a ball across to the left-hand side to the captain, Luke Garbutt. Down the line for Prince Will. On this near side, his first start for the Amis. Gets a cross ball in. It's hit the post from the header. Comes back in again. And Notts just struggling to get the ball away. Out wide to Turton. Rozier Longello goes in behind the fullback. Can he keep it in? Yes, he can. It comes to the edge of the 18-yard box. Shot comes in. And it's off the line again. Shouts for a handball there. Nothing given by the referee. And Notts, their goal is leading a real charm life in the opening 10 minutes here at the Peninsula Stadium. Well, there's the half-time whistle. Notts have withstood all that pressure from the home side in that first half. A couple of good saves from James Belshaw in the Notts goal. Half-time then here at the Peninsula Stadium. It's Salford City 0, Notts County 0. Just about to get us underway then. Notts County will be kicking towards the goal away to our left-hand side. Didn't cover themselves in a great deal of glory. Our referee blows his whistle. We are underway in this second half. Rozier Longello gets the ball across towards Graydon. Can he find a shot? He finds a cross, and he went across the goal line almost. And it just wanted a touch there from Daniel Udo, but couldn't find a touch. The first real chance of this second half of the sun comes out here in Greater Manchester. Bennett's then cuts in field on his left foot, fires a ball round to Matt Dennis. Connor Grant plays Ayol Pender in, gets a cross ball in, almost catching the keeper out. He was waiting for the cross to come across, and Ayol Pender almost played the ball in towards the goal there, and I don't know whether that was intended or whether it was meant to be a cross, but anyway, a decent effort which the keeper was sort of equal to. He wasn't expecting it, was he?
That was a great reaction from the keeper. You can never tell whether Tom Ayol Pender meant that, because there was a massive gap at the near post, as you'd expect, because everyone was expecting a cross, and the keeper got across to fist the ball away.
Well, we've got the attendance figure today here at the Peninsula Stadium, 4,011, of which 1,362 have made the trip up from the East Midlands, and that's apparently Salford City's highest attendance of the season. And now Notts can come forward with it. Ayol Pender's gone down in a heap, but Alisson Ejata gets away with it. He's up to the edge of the 18-yard box, the big Gambian. He's got plenty of players coming round him, but he gets a ball across to Tyrese Hall, who misses from 5 yards out when it was easier to put the ball in the back of the net. George Grant now coming forward with it. Plays it forward for Stockton, who couldn't control it. But it's gone out wide to Longello. Longello then cuts in on his left foot, tries to get a shot away, and that is a terrific save from James Belshaw. And if Notts do get anything out of that, they can thank their keeper. What a terrific save, one-handed. Tip the ball over the top of the bar.
That was flying into the top corner. What a shot that came in. And James Belshaw went flying across to his the opposite side of the goal. Got that right paw up and tipped it over the bar. What a save.
Anyway, it's 4 minutes for Notts County to get something out of this game or hold on to what they have already.
Notts just have to carry on. They've defended these set plays well. That's the one thing we can say, especially with Lucas Ness. Let's not mess it up now.
Cross ball comes in. It's flicked in and it's gone in. It's gone in the second minute of added time. Salford have scored here at the Peninsula Stadium. Notts just couldn't keep hold of that 0-0 scoreline. Cross ball came in and it was flicked in, and I think it's Ryan Graydon who's got the ball. It's his 13th of the season. Salford City 1, Notts County 0. It's going to be a throw in to Notts County, quickly taken. Bennett finds Ayol Pender, chips a ball in towards the centre of goal. It's bouncing around in there. It's nodded in the back of the net. And Notts County have equalised here at the Peninsula Stadium. Well, it was bouncing around in there. And Notts County have the ball in the back of the net. But you wouldn't credit it. We've had 90 minutes of a 0-0 draw all over it. And then within 2 minutes of added time, it's Luke Brown, that gets the congratulations. And Notts County have got out of jail. It's bedlam here at the Peninsula Stadium. It's Salford City 1, Notts County 1. We are over the allotted 4 minutes, but we've had two goals as a cross ball comes in. It's headed away to the edge of the 18-yard box. Shot comes in, and Salford have scored again. There's people on the pitch, and Notts County have got back into it, but Salford City have scored again through Matt Butcher from the edge of the 18-yard box, fires the ball in. It's now Salford City 2, Notts County 1. Ball down the line. Referee blows for full time, and Salford have won by 2-1 in added time at the end of the game. It was got 0-0 all over it. Notts County thought they got back into it through a goal from Luke Brown after Ryan Graydon scored on the 92nd minute. Luke Brown went up the other end and nodded the ball in. It was a proper melee in the box. But Matt Butcher had different ideas and he knocked the ball in from round about the 18-yard line. And Salford go away with all 3 points. Up to that point, it had got nil-nil written all over it. But as it's turned out, it's finished here at the Peninsula Stadium. A very disappointing for Notts County fans. Salford City 2, Notts County 1.
You know, the one thing that we are always looking for at NHR is willing volunteers. Whether it's presenting a show, visiting the wards, fundraising, or many other roles that we have, it's bound to be a rewarding experience. On top of that, you'll be having a positive impact on the time that people spend in hospital. So log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the contact page and find out how you can get involved with us here at Nottingham Hospitals Radio.
This time we have a game from Nottingham, and more specifically, Meadow Lane, where on the 6th of April, Notts County welcomed Newport County in the English Football League 2. Your commentary on this occasion is Rod Smith and Richard Smith.
We're almost ready to go then here at Meadow Lane. It's Notts County against Newport County in the sunshine. And Newport County will kick us off playing towards the Kop End in this first half. Our referee, Edward Duckworth, gets the game underway. Corner then for Notts County. 18 and a half minutes gone. In it comes towards the far post. It's headed goalwards and it's gone in! Lucas Ness with his first goal for Notts County. He was unmarked at the far post and he nodded it back across goal, and Notts have the lead with 18 and a half minutes on the watch here at Meadow Lane. It's Notts County 1, Newport County 0.
Well, that was a bit odd really.
Corner then for Notts County, 22 minutes on the watch. In it comes from Bennett's. We've got players all over the shop. And Lucas Ness has done it again. He's now on a hat-trick. You wouldn't believe it. Exactly the same routine. Coming in from the far post. A long cross from the corner. Lucas Ness knocks it back in. There's nobody in a pale blue shirt touches it. The keeper is going mad at his defenders. He's not touched it either. The upshot is Lucas Ness has a second, and now Notts County 2, Newport County 0.
Well, who could have forecast that they take the corner from the opposite side? They played the same corner to the same man who heads it in the same way.
Yes.
And he's scored no goals for Notts, and now he's 2-1, well, as you say, on a hat-trick.
Referee blows for half time. That I have to say is a very satisfactory first half for Notts County. 2 goals in 4 minutes from Lucas Ness from exactly the same corner kick routine, one from one side and one from the other. On 18 minutes from the right hand side, Notts lifted the ball in, Lucas Ness nodded it in and it went in. It seemed like in slow motion because nobody else wanted to get a touch on it. And then just 4 minutes later from the opposite side, Keenan Bennett floated a ball to the far post. And guess who was there? Johnny on the spot. Lucas Ness nodded it back in to make it 2-0. So half-time then here at Meadow Lane. It's all good news. It's Notts County 2, Newport County 0. So Notts County will kick us off in this second half, playing towards the Kop End. We are underway in this second half. Notts with a healthy 2-goal advantage. Long ball forward for Notts County. Finds Undlove. Chests it down. Brings it under control. Tries to get the ball through to Captain Palmer. He squeezes it out wide towards Connor Grant. Corner of the 18-yard box at the Kop End. Grant cuts infield. He sits his man down, gets a shot away. And it's turned round the post when it looked easier for the keeper to save that.
It did. It seemed to grab it, but it seemed to spin away.
Yeah. Hmm. Decent effort. So, 58 minutes gone. Notts lead by 2-0. They have a corner on the far side. Junction between the Cop and the Cyril. Captain Matt Palmer will take it. Drives it over towards the centre of goal. It's fisted away by the keeper. Lewis Macari gets something on it for Leon Glove. Looked as though he popped the ball in the net, but it's cleared away off the line. And Newport can break with it on that right-hand side. Opoku. Cross ball comes in. And Kamwa gets the ball. That's a good save from James Belshaw. It came through eventually for Kamwa. He was one-on-one with the keeper, and the keeper rushed out. It's the first corner of the game for Newport County. But as it is, a lovely save from James Belshaw away to his right-hand side. Pushes it away. Keenan Bennett gets the ball across, but it's a poor effort, but he gets the ball back from the defender. Very helpful. Keenan Bennett again tries to get it back towards the edge of the 18-yard box. Connor Grant goes down, and the referee says that's simulation, and Connor Grant is going to be booked. Well, it looked like a foul to me, and Connor Grant's not having it, but he's got a yellow card. It's his fourth of the season for simulation. Long ball forward comes through to Kamwa. He gets it through to Opoku. It's a chance in the box now, and it's gone in. And the number 10, Harrison Biggins, has scored with a back heel. The ball was bouncing around in the 6-yard box, and Notts County couldn't clear it. And Harrison Biggins back heels the ball into the goal. We're just getting a replay of it now. It was bouncing around on the edge of the 18-yard box. Notts then couldn't clear it. It came to Biggins, who then had the foresight to backheel the ball into a lovely finish, you have to say. And with 64 minutes on the watch, it's Notts County 2, Newport County 1. 11,431 on at Meadow Lane for this Easter Monday fixture, with 305 making the trip from South Wales on a bank holiday Monday. Well done to them. Keeper equal to it. He bowls it out. Lewis McCarry's underneath that. The break for Jaden Luca. Infield for Isle Pender in a bit of space. Luca's making a run to his right-hand side. Luca, infield again. Can he get a shot away? Oh, yes, he can. What a wonderful goal that is. He sat his man down, come back on his left foot, and welcome back to Notts County, Jaden Luca. And just what the Notts fans would have wanted in this second half. Jaden Luca provides it on 82 minutes. It's Notts County 3, Newport County 1.
Excellent goal. Excellent goal. Thought he took it well. Thought he turned the fullback, brought it on the right, switched into the left, and into that far corner. Goalkeeper, no chance, and thanks very much. That should be the 3 points.
Trying to get the ball back, but it's crossed in. It's headed away. Matt Palmer clears it up towards halfway. Matt Dennis in a battle there, but he gets the ball out wide towards Jaden Luca again, who's away at the Cop end. Can he finish? Well, the keeper bundles the ball over the line for another corner kick for Notts County, but Jaden Luca there just tried something a bit more spectacular. Maybe he could have run on a bit further. I don't know whether there was another player coming in for him. The referee blows for full time. Notts have won the game by 3-1, courtesy of 2 goals in the first half in 4 minutes from Lucas Ness from corner kicks. The same routine with the same outcome on 18 and 22 minutes. What turned out to be a consolation goal in the second half from Harrison Biggins, with a flick behind following a bit of a melee in the Notts County penalty box. He made it 2-1 on 65. But then Jaden Luca, second half substitute, came on, and on 82 minutes fired Notts into a 3-1 lead. It's finished here at Meadow Lane. Notts County 3, Newport County 1.
This is NHR Sport. NHR Sport is on the lookout for a main sponsor. We are now able to offer a sponsorship opportunity for a company or individual that would like to support our committed team of volunteers who provide comprehensive coverage of Nottingham Forest and Notts County games. Our flagship sports show, Scoreboard, carries full match commentaries on a weekly basis for the patients and staff of the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. And as this is our 40th year of providing that service to our listeners, we'd like to find that special company or individual who'd like to help us out. For more information and detail about this amazing opportunity, please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the sponsor page. That's nhradio.org.uk.
It's now on to our first Nottingham Forest game of this podcast, as they were visited by Aston Villa on the 12th of April in the English Premier League. Commentary for this one comes from Rod Smith and Lewis Brown.
As we wait for Michael Salisbury to blow the whistle, which he does here at the City Ground, and the game is underway between Nottingham Forest and Aston Villa, and Forest take the kickoff, lay it back to Matt Sells, who kicks it long. He lays it forward to Pau Torres, who then plays it down the left to Digne. Digne, first time to Morgan Rogers inside the penalty area. He crosses. It bubbles off of somebody. I think it's actually hit a Forest player. I think it might have been Murillo. The cross back across from goal was very hard hit by Morgan Rogers. Murillo's about 3 yards out. I think it's cannoned off of Murillo's shin, past Matt Sells and into the back of the net here at the City Ground. 22 minutes gone. It's Nottingham Forest 0, Aston Villa 1.
One of those own goals that you can do very little about. You're trying to defend, it just hits you and goalkeeper's got no chance. And you're about, what are you, about 2 foot away from, oh sorry, half a metre away from the goal line. And just having another look at it here, and I don't think he could do anything about it, to be honest with you. But it was, because it was crossed with real pace.
Yeah, there's Ross Barkley, brings it under control and finds Morgan Rogers again, and he's through to Ollie Watkins, who takes a shot, and it's actually saved by Matt Sells. And in saving the ball, the lines lady, Natalie Aspinall, has put up the flag, and Forest are going to have a free kick, although Ollie Watkins had missed the goal anyway after a great save from Matt Sells. He wasn't to know that. He was actually miles onside. Miles onside. So had he have scored, it would have been a goal. But Matt Sells makes a brilliant save that has really kept Forest in it, because it could easily have been 2-0. The flag has gone up for offside, but it wasn't offside when we saw the replay, and instead it was a great save by Matt Sells. Forest have got men back though. He plays it right to McGinn. McGinn left footed, first time into Rogers, and Rogers then takes a shot, turns quickly and shoots, and it actually cannons off the bar and up and out and over into the Trent end. But he turned quickly, sort of right hand channel of the Forest penalty area, and blasted a ball as hard as he could towards the Forest goal. It's beat Matt Sells all ends up, but it's also rocketed off the top of the crossbar and into the Trent end. And after 35 minutes, it's still Nottingham Forest 0, Aston Villa 1. Ola Aina, who skips past two men and then whips the ball in. It's going to the back post. Hudson-Odoi brings it out of the air, still inside the penalty area, trying to find a shot, can't. Finds Nico Williams, who does shoot, and he finds the back of the net! Does Nico Williams from the edge of the penalty area? It's a low shot, hard, and to the right of Marco Bizot. It's into the bottom corner, and here, after 37 minutes at the City Ground, it's Nottingham Forest 1, Aston Villa 1.
Well, the setup was, thought it was coming to an end, but it didn't. We got it out to Hudson-Odoi, was it? Who brought it, got it inside, and finished to Nico Williams. He didn't half hit it.
And before Aina can take the throw, referee Michael Salisbury has blown the half-time whistle here at the City Ground for the game between Nottingham Forest and Aston Villa, where it is 1-1. Villa took the lead when Rogers crossed the ball low and hard from inside the penalty area, and it cannoned off of the shin and thigh of Murillo and into the back of the net, beating Matt Sells. Villa did have other chances, a great save from Matt Sells stopping Ollie Watkins from getting a goal, and then Morgan Rogers cannoning a shot off the bar. That doesn't tell the full story though, where Forest have probably, or I'm pretty sure, have dominated possession and play without creating anything clear chance until Nico Williams picked the ball up on the edge of the penalty area and drove a low hard shot to the right of Marco Bizot and into the back of the net. And as we mentioned at half-time here at the City Ground, it is 1-1. And he's not happy to start, is Michael Salisbury, until Matt Sells is ready. And there he goes. He blows the whistle for the second half here at the City Ground for Aston Villa here taking on Nottingham Forest. And the score is currently 1-1 as ball's played back to Matty Cash, who goes to Lindelof. And he goes all the way back to Marco Bizot. Right to left for Villa to the feet of Luca Digne. He has to go back to Pau Torres. And then back to Victor Lindelof. You can hear that applause. That's because Chris Wood is warming up for Forest. Sangari wins the ball back. And now Jesus, edge of the penalty area, takes a shot, but he blasts it over the bar from the edge of the penalty area. It was always rising. Morgan Gibbs-White's frustrated. He wanted the ball to be played inside to him. But instead, Igor Jesus has a shot from just the edge of the D. And again, the ball was always rising. It goes up and over the bar and into the Trent end. 52 minutes gone. It's still Nottingham Forest 1, Aston Villa 1. Back to Aina. Forest still trying to come down the right. Lifts the ball over the top, looking for Jesus. Jesus does well. Brings the ball under control. Finds Gibbs-White. He takes a touch. It bubbles off of Matty Cash. And Bizot makes a great save, because he was changed direction. It was soft, though. And that was what was able to help the Villa goalkeeper, because had there been any more pace on it, it had probably found its way into the back of the net. And then the referee gives a foul on halfway, but after 62 minutes it's still Forest 1 Villa 1. Tielemans steps away from Sangari, keeps going, plays a ball through to McGinn, first time shot, great save by Matt Sells. McGinn hit it first time across goal. You've seen him score those types of chances before, putting it to Matt Sells' right, looking for the bottom right corner. Sells gets a strong hand to it and puts it round the post to keep the ball out the back of the net. 63 minutes gone, still Forest 1, Aston Villa 1. As Barkley now comes forward for Villa, left of the penalty area, crosses it, takes a shot low. It's a good save from Matt Sells, but it's to the... Matt Sells actually put the ball back into a perfect position for the onrushing Morgan Rogers. He's about 10 yards out, but he blasts the ball over the bar. It was a good initial save from Sells, apart from the fact he pushed it back right into a danger zone. There was the ball actually went behind two Forest men and into the path of Morgan Rogers, who, like I say, blasted it over the bar from about 10 yards out. 65 minutes gone, still Forest 1, Aston Villa 1, but Aston Villa are definitely asking questions at the moment. Yeah. Buendia, good pass to McGinn. McGinn straight back to Buendia, who's on now towards the box, and he finds Ollie Watkins, who takes a shot from just inside the penalty area. Forest 1 offside. Flag hasn't gone up, but it doesn't matter, because Watkins takes a shot from the edge of the penalty area and it flies over the bar and into the Aston Villa fans behind that goal in the West Bridgford end. And it's still Forest 1, Aston Villa 1 here at the City Ground.
How many chances have Villa had?
Cash back to Lindelof, who kicks it long, and Murillo's going to stop that and brings it out of the air, but then his pass is under hit and now McGinn can get away and he's going to feed the ball through to Watkins. Watkins now looks up looking for help, squares it, it's found its way to Tielemans. He can't bring a shot though, plays it back, edge of the penalty area. Mattson stepping away, kicks the ball straight at Matt Sells, who falls on it gratefully to his right to stop the ball from going in the back of the net. But again, Forest just playing themselves into a bit of trouble there, nearly costing him a goal, but good keeping in the end from Matt Sells. After 84 minutes, still Forest 1, Aston Villa 1. And Villa need to get the ball forward if they're going to have a chance, because there's only 15 seconds to go. And he does lift it forward, does Torres, and it's over the top and out for a goal kick. And I imagine by the time Matt Sells has collected the ball and taken the goal kick, we will have played the 4 minutes here.
Yeah,
Unai Emery's fuming. He's throwing his arms up in the air. In fact, he's not even going to wait for Matt Sells to take the goal kick, as Michael Salisbury blows the full-time whistle here at the City Ground. A game that has finished Nottingham Forest 1, Aston Villa 1. Both goals came in the first half. A cross low and hard from inside the penalty area by Morgan Rogers hit the shin and then the thigh of Murillo and went into the back of the net. Forest then rode a bit of luck, really. Villa hit the bar and also had a chance that was, a flag was put off for offside, but on replay it wasn't offside. But irrespective of that, Matt Sells made a great save from Ollie Watkins. Watkins to keep the game at 1-0. And then Forest did score not long after when Nico Williams received the ball on the edge of the penalty area from Callum Hudson-Odoi and blasted it low and hard into the bottom right-hand corner of Marco Bizot's goal to make it 1-1 at half-time. In the second half, Forest sort of huffed and puffed without creating anything clinical. Villa had chance upon chance, really. They made Matt Selves make at least two good saves, one in particular from John McGinn, which was hit with his left foot back across goal, and Matt Selves had a great hand to it to put it round the post. They've also blasted the ball over the bar from 10 yards out and the edge of the penalty area. But Forest won't care about that, and neither will the fans. It's a vital point for Forest, something that they needed. They probably could have done with three, but they'll definitely take one. And that's how the game finished here at the City Ground. Nottingham Forest 1, Aston Villa 1.
This is NHR Sport.
Hi, it's Vicky McClure here. Just popping on to NHR to wish you a speedy recovery.
We are now on to our second helping of Nottingham Forest on this podcast, but this time it's in the Europa League as they welcomed FC Porto to the City Ground on the 16th of April. Once again on commentary, you have Rod Smith and Lewis Brown.
With Nicolas Dominguez standing over it at the moment, and Forest are going to be kicking as they normally do at home towards the West Bridgford end in this first half. And there goes the whistle from Danny Makelele. The referee from the Netherlands blows the whistle for this game here at the City Ground between Nottingham Forest and FC Porto. And the ball's kicked long, and it is then a bit of head tennis, which Amari Hutchinson heads, and then so does Sangari. And Porto are going to be able to bring it down with Zaidu. And two good touches, and now Moffi's in, and he tries to nick it past Stefan Ortega, who saves it. The ball was bobbling. I didn't know whether it was offside. It looked like Moffi might be offside. It was a ball down the wing from Silva to Vega. Vega then cut the ball inside to Moffi, who'd actually got behind the defence and was through on goal, but wide right. And he kicks the ball straight at Stefan Ortega, and the follow-up shot from William Gomez goes over the bar. But only 1 minute and, well, not even seconds, probably about 1 minute in, and already Porto testing the Forest goalkeeper, but it's still 0-0. Yes, they sat very deep, did Porto, as Amari Hutchinson plays the ball inside to Chris Wood, who actually kicks as he sort of wraps his foot around the ball to help it on.
And now he's holding his knees. That's not the injury.
No, I don't. Oh, it is his knee, isn't it? I hope not.
Look, he's hanging onto that knee.
He is very badly. That is not a good sign.
That's not a good sign, no.
So he wraps his foot around the ball to try and lift it down the field. And as he's done so, Jan Benderak, I think, was behind him. And he puts his foot forward. And I don't know if Chris Wood has connected with the bottom of Jan Bednarak's foot. We're just seeing a replay now. And he just tries to help it on. Oh, and Bednarak has actually stood up, knee into Wood's knee. And that's...
Are we VARing that?
I don't know, because that is a dangerous tackle.
It was.
It's definitely a red card.
Let's have a look. Number five.
Yeah, the referee's pulling Jan Bednarek over. He's reaching into his pocket, and he gives Jan Bednarek a red card. We're only 5 minutes into the game. Well, now we're seven, because we've had a lengthy delay while Chris Wood was injured and while the referee went over to the monitor. But he has sent off Jan Bednarek early on in the game for a horrible foul on Chris Wood, and Porto are down to 10 men. Moffi in a bit of a tussle with Murillo, and nobody can really bring the ball under control at the moment, as Morgan Gibbs-White now picks up a loose pass, edge of the penalty area. Gibbs-White takes a shot, it's deflected and goes into the goal. It's Morgan Gibbs-White on the edge of the penalty area. He takes a shot, I'm not sure who it deflects off, but the deflection beats the diving Diogo Costa, who'd already dived to his right. The ball goes into the middle of the goal. Morgan Gibbs-White does his patented celebration, knee slide, fingers in the ears. 12 minutes gone. It's Nottingham Forest 1, Porto 0.
Well, the fact is, I thought genuinely to that point, Porto were playing the ball around really, really well. But Forest got the break in midfield. and came to Gibbs White, who pushed on basically, didn't he? Look.
Hands up in the air from Nico Williams, crosses the ball in, right footed, in swinger towards the back post. It's headed by Igor Jesus. Open goal, and he heads it over the bar. Does the Forest striker from about 4 yards out, just wide of the goal on the right hand side. It's a free header though for him, and it's an open goal. Although Diogo Costa was trying to get across there, and you feel if he got it on target, it's in the back of the net. Yeah. There'd be nothing the man could do about it. But instead, he heads it over the bar, and after 34 minutes, it's still Forest 1, Porto 0. Hutchinson receives the ball back and then tries to cross it in, but he's hit it high instead of long. It is headed back, and then it's gone to Jair Cunha, and then to Murillo, who tries to side-foot the ball into the back of the net from the edge of the penalty area, but he gets it just slightly wrong. It's a shot from the edge of the area. It's left-footed. It's low to the bottom right corner, but it slides just past the post.
Ooh.
And it's so close, it actually hits the side netting as it goes past. And Forest could quite easily be 2-3, easily 3-0 up here. But instead, it's still 1-0 at the City Ground. About 5 seconds left of the first half. I imagine that the ref, in fact, he's not even going to wait for Stefan Ortega to take the... goal kick is Danny McAlealy. He is going to blow the half-time whistle here at the City Ground. As we await for Danny McAlealy to blow the whistle, which he does here at the City Ground for the second half of Nottingham Forest versus Porto in the quarter-final second leg of the Europa League. Yep, there's a quick take and throw by Moffi finds Fofana. He's going to cross the ball to Gomez, who's free at the back post. He hits the bar, and then Fofana heads it back into the centre of the penalty area, and it's cleared by Sangari. It was a great ball over the top, but Gomez blasts the ball against the bar, and after 56 minutes it's still Forest 1 Porto 0. But Nico Williams, and then Morato passes it back to Stefan Ortega. Ortega to Jair Cunha. He's being closed down by Gull. Finds Morgan Gibbs-White. He's robbed of the ball by Mora, and now Gull has it, finds Varela, edge of the penalty area, takes a shot, hits the bar. Does Varela from the edge of the penalty area, the second time Porto have hit the ball. It was Morgan Gibbs-White caught absolutely napping, and Varela unleashes a vicious shot that bounces off of Stefan Ortega's bar. 83 minutes gone, still Forest 1, Porto 0. Nico Williams, he's got Fofana for company, and he lifts it away to Bakwa, and the ball's going to stay in play, and Bakwa can now run. Bakwa can now run. He's over halfway, trying to come forward of Forest. Crosses the ball looking for Gibbs-White. It's fell all the way to Igor Jesus, still on the edge of the penalty area. Jesus takes a shot, it's deflected, up and over, hits the bar, and out for a Forest corner. It was Jesus who was wriggling at the edge of the penalty area. He eventually gets a shot away. It's blocked by Thiago Silva. It goes up and over Diogo Costa, who's rooted to the spot. He can do nothing about it. It bounces off the top of the bar and out for a Forest corner. But he has called it, has referee Danny McAlealy, and Forest have won here at the City Ground against Porto. They again haunt the Porto team. Porto, who have only lost 4 games all season, now they've lost 5, and 2 of them have been against Nottingham Forest. But here at the City Ground on this Thursday night, in the second leg of the quarter final of the Europa League, Nottingham Forest have won 1-0 and go on to a European Cup semi-final.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did, and thank you.
Back to Meadow Lane now, and the English Football League 2, as the Magpies greeted Barnet. With commentary from this game on the 18th of April, it's Mark Lonsdale and Richard Smith.
Almost ready to go then, it's Notts County against Barnet in League 2. And our referee gets us underway with Barnet kicking towards the cop end in the first half. And played out towards the right wing. Tishmanga tries to get on the end of it, but it's cross ball in. A chance there for Callum Stead, who comes in and he puts the ball wide of the left hand upright with the first attack of the game, and that's got the Notts fans worried, Mark Lonsdale.
Well, it was a great move from Bott. I think Notts touched the ball. It was a great move over on that right, and the cross came in, and he was unmarked. Absolutely unmarked in the penalty spot. That should be 1-0 Barnet. Notts have got away with one there very, very early on, and could have been a horrendous start for them.
For all his prowess, Kabongo Tishmanga, he's never really done that well against Notts County.
I was going to say, why have you said that?
Curse of the commentator.
We know now he's going to get after it.
15 goals so far for the season. But as I say, he's never really done anything against Notts County. Ball round the corner, looking for Undlove to chase. He's past his man. Undlove is in on goal. Oh. He strikes it against the keeper's foot when it could have been easier to take it round him. Notts' first real opportunity of the game, and Undlove just out-muscled his man and then was one-on-one with the keeper and just didn't have the confidence to take it past him. Back out for Hartigan, level with the 18-yard box. In for... Oh, that's a lovely goal. That is a terrific goal, and it's Tishmanga. A flick round the corner from Kabongo Tishmanga for his 16th goal of the season from a cross from Ryan Glover. And Barnet have the lead. It's Tishmanga that's got the ball in the back of the net. It's Notts County 0, Barnet 1.
That was a great goal. Flick of the back heel, fooled everybody, back of the net. No one was tied to him. It just... Again, it was a great finish, but everyone made it easy for him.
Comes back to Keenan Bennett. Ball forward, finds Unlove in the box. And he's brought down, and the referee gives a penalty. No question about that. Lee Unlove got the wrong side of his player and was brought down unceremoniously there by Ryan Glover. And literally a minute after Notts County have gone down by a goal to nil, they have the opportunity to get the ball in the back of the net and regain parity from the penalty spot. So it's Jody Jones who's been a peripheral figure so far in the game. 34 and a half minutes in. Where's your money, Mark Lonsdale?
Goal, bottom right, keeper's right.
Jones then with the penalty, 35 minutes gone to make it 1-1. Up he comes, left footed, stuttering run, and puts the ball in to the keeper's right hand side, and Notts have parity here at Meadow Lane. It's Notts County 1, Barnet 1.
Notts have deserved, I think 1-1's about right at the moment. Great penalty, bottom right. My prediction needs to make that highlight reel, Mr. Smith.
Hartigan flicks it over his head, but only as far as Keenan Bennett, who's got three players around him and dallied on the ball. Keenan Bennett's there. Lovely ball forward, finds Lee Unglove in a bit of space. He gets the ball through to Matt Dennis, and that's a great save from the keeper again with a one-on-one situation. Notts County can't make it stick and can't make it pay. One ball forward, he's headed clear by Matt Dennis. The referee blows for half time. Notts went a goal down on 32 minutes. A lovely finish by Kabongo Tishmanga from a lovely cross from Ryan Glover, flicking the ball in past James Belshaw. But literally a minute later, Leon Glover was brought down in the box by the aforementioned Ryan Glover, and Jody Jones stepped up to make it 1-1. But at half time, it's Notts County 1, Barnet 1. We're just about to get underway. No changes at half time for either side. So Notts will be attacking the cop end in this second half. Our referee Tom Reeves is just about to get us underway for that second half, where it's 1-1. Ball forward, almost capitalised on there by Matt Dennis as the Barnet defenders let it bounce. But now it's almost through to Tishmanga. A challenge comes in, and it hits the post, and it's cleared away by Rod McDonald. But Tishmanga almost in for his second of the afternoon there, and a challenge that came in from Lucas Ness forced him to knock the ball against the post, came back out, and Rod McDonald concedes the first corner of this second half. He's faced up, he gets the ball back towards Ollie Norburn. Great challenge there from the number 19 Shelton, and now Barnet can break away. with Stead. Gets the ball out wide left towards Chinedu. Down the line, looking for Stead again, who's on the run. Faced up by Jacob Beddo. Cuts back in field on his left foot, and that's it, another goal for Barnet. 3 yards from goal, and again it's Tishmanga. A sucker punch there on 69 minutes. A Barnet have taken the lead here at Meadow Lane. It's now Notts County 1, Barnet 2.
Poor goal for Notts to give away. It's been coming though. Barnet have looked the sharper in the second 45.
Well, 11,437 on at Meadow Lane today. And how many did we say there was Barnet fans?
That's just touching 600.
510.
Oh, okay.
So my original 500 was close.
Spot on. Hear that?
Close, yeah. The referee blows for full time. And a poor performance from Notts County leads to the final score here at Meadow Lane, with two goals from Kabongo Tishmanga, one in either half on 32 and 69 minutes. Notts got a consolation, that's all it turned out to be, from the penalty spot with Jody Jones on 35 minutes. But it's finished here at Meadow Lane, a very, very disappointing Notts County 1, Barnet 2.
You know, the one thing that we are always looking for at NHR is willing volunteers. Whether it's presenting a show, visiting the wards, fundraising, or many other roles that we have, it's bound to be a rewarding experience. On top of that, you'll be having a positive impact on the time that people spend in hospital. So log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the contact page and find out how you can get involved with us here at Nottingham Hospitals Radio.
Back to the City Ground now, and the English Premier League, as the Reds took on relegation strugglers Burnley on the 19th of April. This game's commentary is brought to you by Rod Smith and Lewis Brown.
Game. We just wait for Thomas Kirk to blow the whistle here at the City Ground. He looks around, he looks at his watch, and does blow the whistle for this Premier League game as Nottingham Forest take on Burnley here at the City Ground. And the ball's laid back to Matt Sells, who kicks it long. It's headed by Estev. Forest fans getting annoyed at the time wasting from James Ward-Prowse. But he puts his hand up now as he goes to bring the ball in, and he does have a shot, and Matt Sells has to save it. It was on target, it was low, and wow, going to that bottom right corner, and Matt Sells did have to pull out a two-handed save to push the ball away. And 24 minutes gone, that was the first chance of the game, first shot on target to Burnley, but it's still Forest 0, Burnley 0. And then Carl Walker flicks the ball on, and a poor header really from Milenkovic is headed straight back to Marcus Edwards, who's got space to run. He's going to lay the ball off to Jaden Anthony, edge of the penalty area, on one to Hartman, cross to the middle of the box, through to Fleming, who takes a shot from 7 yards out. Too easy for Forest. Fleming finds the back of the net. Burnley go 1-0 up here at the City Ground after 46 minutes. It was cut back by Hartman. It was left by Marcus Edwards, I think it was, and it goes to Fleming, who's towards the back post, and he just curls a shot with his left foot into the bottom right corner. And as I said, after 47 minutes, it's Nottingham Forest 0, Burnley 1.
The game has gone into a drudgery of being unkind. Two teams at the bottom of the table, and now that they've scored, well, I could hear a pin drop, and we've got headphones on, but I've took them off. I've got... Oh.
With that as well, that's the end of the second half here at the City Ground. Referee Thomas Kirk blows the whistle, and you heard there the audible boos from the Forest fans, not happy with this first half performance in what is such an important game for the Reds. A game where they need to be on sort of top form, but they've absolutely not been. And it's been a half of nearly no chances. A free kick that was saved by Matt Sells, that was sort of a half chance. Forest haven't really created anything, not been clinical, not connected in that final third of the pitch. And then just literally a minute or so before the end of the first half, Burnley take the lead through Zion Fleming, a left-footed shot into the bottom right corner of Matzell's goal from about 8 yards out. And here at the City Ground at half-time, it's Nottingham Forest 0, Burnley 1. So Bakwa has gone off for Forest, and he's been replaced by Igor Jesus. So maybe Forest just going for a different sort of formation as well here at the City Ground, where we have kicked off. No, we haven't kicked off. I thought we'd kicked off, but apparently we haven't. And now we're allowed to kick off, as the ball's kicked out straight away for a throw in a left-back position. It seems like a ploy by Burnley to get the ball up the field. But we have kicked off here at the City Ground for the second half, as Nottingham Forest take on Burnley in the Premier League, currently 1-0 to Burnley. Cunha now has it, but he's been closed down by Uguchukwu. Sangare's found space. Good little play from Forest. Igor Jesus, edge of the penalty area, takes a shot. It falls to Gibbs White, who gets it horribly wrong. I'm not sure what Gibbs White was thinking there, because he had time to take a touch, bring it down and take a shot. But instead, he tries to volley it first time, gets it horribly wrong and slices it wide of the goal. Absolutely ridiculous from the Forest midfielder, who, when we see on replay as well, was onside.
Yeah, definitely onside, and I agree with you. There was two players coming towards him, but he still had time.
Forest fans trying to get behind their team as Aina crosses it in, left-footer towards the back post. It's cleared away by a Burnley man, and then Milenkovic wins the header back in, flicks it looking, it's found Gibbs White, and Gibbs White puts the ball into the goal! It was flicked on by, I think it was Estev, who was trying to clear it, might have been Ekdo, but he headed it behind him, and the ball then fell to the feet of Morgan Gibbs-White, wide left of the penalty area. And this time, instead of trying to take a quick snapshot, he brings the ball under control, and the onrushing Dubravka comes out, and Morgan Gibbs-White slips it past him and into the back of the net, and Forest are back on terms here at the City Ground. 62 minutes gone, Nottingham Forest 1, Burnley 1!
Was ever a set of supporters cheering and relieved with that one? And for once, Forrest, that did something positive. And he took that really well, didn't he? Keep it, stand a chance, really.
No, Florentino gets some space. Uguchukwu's got Milenkovic company. He finds Hartman. Hartman inside to Kyle Walker, who's playing in the centre mid position at the moment. Sangare tries to tackle him. Ball's gone wide right to Jaden Anthony. He's got lots of space. Crosses the ball in, looking for Lyle Foster. Finds him, and he has to be a good save from Matt Sells. Lyle Foster managed to get round his man. Left-footed shot on the volley. Wasn't very powerful, but it was creeping inside the bottom right post of Matt Sells' goal. And Matt Sells gets two hands to it to push it round the post. Burnley have a corner. 64 minutes gone. Still Forest 1, Burnley 1. Dubravka just kicks it long then, because he's not got any options. And Milenkovic heads it back looking for Gibbs-White. Gibbs-White flicks it on and finds Wood. Wood then plays it on to Jesus. Jesus held off here. Ward-Prowse and finds Hutchinson. Wide right. Hutchinson into the penalty area. Tries to chip the ball over. It's going to go towards Gibbs-White. Shoots Gibbs-White on the volley! Through the legs of Dubravka and into the goal! It was a cross from the right from Amari Hutchinson. It went over everybody. Gibbs-White was at the edge of the 6-yard box and he volleys it first time. Gets it right this time. Under the legs of Dubravka, into the goal. Forest go from 1-0 down to 2-1 up here at the City Ground after 69 minutes.
Well, that's turned things around a bit, but excellent. I thought Hutchinson did really well there. I thought he'd overcooked it, to be honest with you. But thankfully, Gibbs-White was at the far end, and that's the way to hit it, I have to say.
As he throws the ball over the top, and Jesus chests it back to Ola Aina. He's got Ryan Yates with him, and he plays the ball down to Yates, who's got Hartman for company, and it cross him from Yates, looking for Gibbs-White, and Gibbs-White heads it, and finds the back of the net! Wow. Does Morgan Gibbs-White! He's standing on the penalty spot, the crossing from Ryan Yates is straight onto Gibbs-White's head, he flicks the ball to his left, it goes to Martin Dubravka's right, he's diving, he's grasping, he can't get it, it's into the side netting, it's Nottingham Forest 3, Burnley 1 after 77 minutes. Oh, and isn't football lovely sometimes?
It is, yes. Yes, absolutely. Just watching this again,
the build-up's really good, but Yates's tenacity and to get that crossing. Gibbs White's not even in the air. Well, he is now. Oh, and that's a great header from what? The penalty spot? Yeah, great header.
Some fans leaving early, but not many. They want to be here to celebrate Forest's important win as Sangari heads that back. And then Jesus and Dominguez flicking now. Jesus is on, and it was from halfway, and he's running on to goal. It's Jesus up against the goalkeeper. He shoots, and he scores! Does Igor Jesus from the edge of the penalty area. Burnley were pushing forward. Jesus gets a ball from Nicolas Dominguez inside his own half. He runs to the edge of the penalty area. Dubravka comes out. He hits the ball. He has got a defender right behind him, but he holds off the defender, and the ball trickles into the right-hand side of the goal on 97 minutes. It's Nottingham Forest 4. It's Burnley 1. Great goal from the Brazilian. Forest make it 4, which makes... It, to be fair to Burnley, it probably flatters Forest, because Forest were not at the races for the first 60 minutes. But from 60, Forest have switched on. 3 goals from Morgan Gibbs-White, 1 from Igor Jesus. And there is the full-time whistle from referee Thomas Kirk here at the City Ground, where Forest went 1-0 down just before half-time, and there was boos from the City Ground faithful. They were not happy that the Reds had gone a goal behind in a game that they really needed to win. Forest came out in the second half, still didn't really fully wake up until the 62nd minute, when Morgan Gibbs-White scored his first of 3. He then got a volley and finished it off with a header on about 78 minutes, I think it was. And Forest went on 3-1 up. Forest then bossed it really from there onwards. Burnley just couldn't get back into the game. As Rod described them, deflated. And then Forest score a 4th in the 98th minute with Igor Jesus slipping the ball past Martin Dubravka. What it really means, and what's massively important, is that Forest are now 5 points clear of the relegation zone. They're 5 points clear of Spurs on what has turned out to be a fantastic day for the Reds in the sunshine at the City Ground. It's finished. Nottingham Forest 4, Burnley 1.
This is NHR Sport. NHR Sport is on the lookout for a main sponsor. We are now able to offer a sponsorship opportunity for a company or individual that would like to support our committed team of volunteers who provide comprehensive coverage of Nottingham Forest and Notts County games. Our flagship sports show, Scoreboard, carries full match commentaries on a weekly basis for the patients and staff of the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. And as this is our 40th year of providing that service to our listeners, we'd like to find that special company or individual who'd like to help us out. For more information and detail about this amazing opportunity, please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the sponsor page. That's nhradio.org.uk.
Our penultimate game comes from the English Premier League also, as Nottingham Forest travelled to the Stadium of Light to face off against Sunderland on the 24th of April. With commentary is NHR's Phil Gittins and Richard Smith.
So we are underway here at the Stadium of Light. Sunderland against Nottingham Forest.
But there's one thing for sure, Rich. I don't think we're going to have to wait too long. There definitely looks to be goals here to be had tonight.
Well, let's hope that's the curse of the commentator that will work in Forest's favour this evening. We await the first goal of the game. Another corner for Forest, their third of this first half. Hutchinson takes it short to Anderson. Back to Hutchinson. First time ball in towards that far post. He's headed in. And it is. It's gone in. Igor Jesus nodded it against Chris Rigg. I think it came off. He was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. And I think that will go down as an own goal. But on 16 minutes, Forest have taken the lead here at the Stadium of Light. It is Sunderland 0, Nottingham Forest 1.
Heads the ball back to his keeper, Robin Roofs. All in green tonight is the Sunderland's shot stopper. And then, well, he gives the ball away. Chris Wood to Morgan Gibbs-White. Great chance here for Forest, and they made it 2-0. And Chris Wood on the score sheet here at the Stadium of Light. But that was an absolute howler by Robin Roofs. He attempted to play the ball into the midfield. It took a deflection off Wood, broke to Morgan Gibbs-White. He fed it back to Wood, and then he had the simple task of slotting the ball into the back of the net. It is Sunderland 0, Nottingham Forest 2. You know, he's not got a penalty, but there is a corner kick to Nottingham Forest. Once again, this is over on the left-hand side, and it's the Welsh international, Nico Williams. He rolls it to Elliot Anderson, back to Williams. Opportunity to cross. High ball towards the back post. It's headed down by Jesus, and there is Morgan Gibbs-White, and it is 3. It is Sunderland 0, Nottingham Forest 3. And Forrest on fire here. And Morgan Gibbs-White, having come close just moments ago, does find the back of the net. And, well, Nottingham Forest, it's just a matter of how many they're going to score at this point. Really is a creditable performance for Forrest as well, because Sunderland have been so strong here at home this season. Forrest have a free kick. Omari Hutchinson in towards the near post. It breaks to Aina. He lets fly. Chance at the back post. And it's Jesus. And it is now Sunderland 0, unbelievably Nottingham Forest 4.
Just don't know what Sunderland are doing. There are more empty seats as we talk. They look like a completely different outfit to the one that's been playing all season. As do Forest, to be honest. Two games on the trot where they've scored 4. And as you say, we could probably end up with a cricket score here.
Because we're deep into the third minute of stoppage time, and there goes the whistle. And to say that Nottingham Forest have been outstanding in this opening period is somewhat of an understatement. They went in the lead in the 17th minute, but a cross from Omari Hutchinson picked out Igor Jesus at the back post. He headed it goalwards, and it deflected in off Trey Hume. 31 minutes and it was 2. This time the keeper, Robin Roofs, tried to play the ball into the midfield. Chris Wood was in his path. He took a deflection off Wood, went to Gibbs-White. He played it back to Wood, who had the simple task of slotting the ball into the far corner to make it 2-0. Just 3 minutes later, a cross by Omari Hutchinson picked out Igor Jesus, who headed it back towards the penalty spot, and there was Morgan Gibbs-White to make it 3. And then just 2 minutes later, it was 4. This time across to the back post. It wasn't cleared by Sunderland, and there was Igor Jesus to smash the ball into the bottom corner to make it 4. It's 4-0 at the break. It could have been more.
I would imagine that that dressing room at Sunderland was maybe a little tense during the half-time break. We are underway for this second half. Inexplicably, Sunderland 0, Nottingham Forest 4. And it comes from Xhaka. It comes into the far edge of the post and it's gone in. Sunderland have one back. And it's Dan Ballard that nodded the ball in at the near post. It was bouncing around in the 18-yard box. And it came to Ballard, who nodded the ball in past Matt Sells, who's now complaining to the referee.
Yeah, I think we're checking for VAR at the moment, which, of course, they have to do for every single goal. Yeah. But it was a ball into the box. Forrest just couldn't clear the lines, and Dan Ballard were there. We're having a check, actually, at the moment for VAR.
It's Dan Ballard that's got the ball in, but it's an offside against, I think it may have been Mukiele on this near side. Although it looks like Milenkovic's right foot is too far back and he's probably keeping him onside by a shoelace. I think the other thing that Matt Sells is complaining about is the fact that the player went in on him and it didn't allow him to get a full purchase on getting the ball away. So I think
he slid in on Sells, didn't he? He's caught him as well.
He has caught him.
So maybe they're saying it's a possible offside. But maybe they will then have to move it on to the challenge on the keeper as well, because that could be another issue.
If that was against any other player in the penalty area, that would either be a penalty or a foul, wouldn't it?
Yeah, he clattered it. He took him out the knee, didn't he?
He's taken him out and it stopped Matt Sells from punching the ball out and Ballard got in there ahead of him.
Well, it's taken Matt Sells' balance. And if he'd have been on his feet, he'd have got a good contact on the ball, but he wasn't able to do that.
He would.
And as a result now...
And that's what they're looking at now. They've obviously
gone... Possible foul,
here we come with the decision from the referee. No goal. He's gone over to the screen, which is on that far side of the field. I think he's been told to look at it.
And I think this will be the foul.
It will be for the foul. I think the offside thing wasn't offside, but certainly the player coming in, he went in on Matt Sells and stopped him from getting the punch away. In which case, Ballard would have not got to the ball first. We're still waiting for the referee on that far side.
He definitely unbalanced the keeper, who would have got a punch to it for me. Yeah. But the referee now has to make that judgment.
Well, we can't hear what the referee is actually saying.
But the reaction of those Sunderland fans tell you, he's given a goal kick. Yeah,
it is.
A free kick, rather, to Forest.
A free kick to Nottingham Forest. Yeah. And we're going to see a substitution for Sunderland. So it's as you were, gentlemen. It's still Nottingham Forest 4-0 up.
As a cross comes in from that left-hand side, cleared. And then it breaks on the edge of the penalty area to Lefebvre. And he let fly. It was a venomous effort. And Matt Sells, well, that stung his fingertips. Corner kick to Sunderland.
That was a terrific save from the Belgian keeper there. Kept his team, kept his clean sheet. It was arrowing in, wasn't it? And fortunately for Matt Sells, it was sort of bending back in towards him. Big left paw over the top of the bar.
To Nets. Nets inside the box. Pulls it back, but it was behind the three blue jerseys that were on the edge of the penalty. But now maybe an opportunity. And it is five. Well, a one-knee turns provider plays the ball to his left-hand side, and there was Elliot Anderson sliding the ball into the bottom corner to make it five. It is Sunderland 0, Nottingham Forest 5.
The referee blows for full-time here at the Stadium of Light. It has been a terrific performance by Nottingham Forest, and they've certainly thrown the gauntlet down to those who are chasing Premiership survival over the weekend. And Forest are really coming into decent form at the right time of the end of the season. And it's finished here at the Stadium of Light. Sunderland 0, Nottingham Forest 5.
This is NHR Sport.
Hi, it's Vicky McClure here. Just popping on to NHR to wish you a speedy recovery.
The last game for you on this month's podcast takes place at the City Ground with the Europa League semi-final first leg game between Nottingham Forest and Aston Villa, which took place on the 30th of April. Your final commentators are Rod Smith and Lewis Brown.
It's going to be Aston Villa then to take kick-off as João Pinheiro blows the whistle, and the game is underway here at the City Ground between Nottingham Forest and Aston Villa in the Europa League semi-final. And the ball's played all the way back to Emiliano Martinez, who then just plays it sideways to Pau Torres. No, ball played forward is chested by Morato, and then Aina gets his head on it away from Buendia. Finds Hutchinson, but then Hutchinson passes the ball straight to Ollie Watkins. He's picked it up and is now running at Milenkovic. Still going is Watkins. Off to the side to Rogers. He takes a shot. It's a good save from Stefan Ortega. Diving to his right. He one hand saves it away. Pushes it away. Aston Villa still around the Forest penalty area, although Forest have it under control now with Elliot Anderson. But that's the closest chance so far. He's given the ball away though to Dinya. Dominguez steps in and Forest can now break. But 27 minutes gone. It's still Forest 0, Aston Villa 0. As the ball's found Anderson, he nicks it over the top and it's going to be through to Morgan Gibbs-White. He plays it back to Jesus. It's a great save by Emi Martinez. I have absolutely no idea how he saved that. Jesus is around the 6-yard area. He's hit it dead centre of the goal. Martinez has scrambled across and somehow managed to save it and then land on the ball so it doesn't trickle over the line. 32 minutes gone. It's still Forest 0, Aston Villa 0.
Don't know how this has stayed out. Oh, don't know how it stayed out.
No. What a save. We're just seeing it again. He hits it. He saved it with his left hand and then claws it back with his right hand before it goes over the line. Fantastic goalkeeping from the Argentine. And we're not going to have any added on time here. We've hit the 45-minute mark. And as we hit the 45-minute mark, referee João Pinheiro blows the half-time whistle here at the City Ground in this Europa League semi-final, where it's currently Nottingham Forest 0, Aston Villa 0. As we hear Mullican Tyre just being sung out, as João Pinheiro blows the whistle for the second half here at the City Ground in this first leg Europa League semi-final between Nottingham Forest and Aston Villa, as the ball goes back to Stefan Ortega. He kicks the ball long, and then Forrest win a free kick with a foul on Nicholas Dominguez, I believe that is, that's down. So Forrest McGinn cuts back onto his left, then plays it to Rogers. Rogers tries to curl one, finds Watkins, and then he kicks it, and I'm not sure if that hit the post or hit Stefan Ortega. I didn't quite see. It might have been a save by Ortega. It could have been the post. Watkins, I don't think, was expecting the ball, so then sort of snatched at the chance. Could have put Villa 1-0 up. A deflected shot that then has put the ball out for a corner. I'm just seeing it again. He hits it straight at Stefan Ortega. It took a nick off of Morato. Fell to the feet of Watkins. He shot first time, but shot straight at Stefan Ortega, who makes another save for Forrest. And at the minute, after 56 minutes, it's still 0-0. And Aston Villa have a corner. Jesus then miscontrols the ball, but wins it back using strength, pushes Tielemans over, and then finds Morgan Gibbs-White, wide left, edge of the penalty area, cuts the ball in, chips it back, looking for Ward, it's just over his head. Hutchinson then does control it, tries to cross the ball back in. There were shouts of handball, and I was looking at the referee to see what he was going to give, because Hutchinson tries to cross the ball back in. It does look like it hits the hand of Luca Digne. But Hutchinson, the ball is just to have been gone out. Is the ball out?
Well, Lino reckons it was out.
Let's have a look. Because if that ball isn't out, that's handball, isn't it? Because Digne's hand are above his head.
Yeah, I think.
And I don't know if VAR are taking a look at this. Yeah, he's been told to go and look at the monitor. So that normally means that a penalty is going to be given or a decision is going to be reversed. And Forrest, I think, are going to have a penalty here. Because the ball hasn't gone out of play. Luca Digne's hands are above his head like he's on a roller coaster. And the referee is over at the monitor to decide whether this is a penalty kick to the Reds here at the City Ground. And he walks away and he's given a penalty as referee João Pinheiro. And Forrest have a chance to take the lead here at the City Ground. Chris Wood steps back to the edge of the penalty area. João Pinheiro, referee, blows his whistle. He takes a breath. He starts a slow run up, does Chris Wood. He takes the shot, and it's in the back of the net from Chris Wood. He blasts the ball into the top left corner. Emi Martinez has absolutely no chance of saving it. And here at the City Ground, 70 minutes gone, it's Nottingham Forest 1, Aston Villa 0.
Well, you called it. I didn't know, but you called it. And the officials eventually called it, and I have to say that penalty, no one was stopping that. He absolutely put his laces through it, and it was one of those on the penalty that was either going to go burst the net or hit the back of the Trent end somewhere.
Watkins brings it under control, wide left into the penalty area, plays it back to Jadon Sancho, dodges one, has to cut back, plays it to Ollie Watkins, but he's forced Ollie Watkins wide left. He's got Zach Abbott blocking him. Back to Sancho on the edge of the area. Sancho shoots straight into the arms of Stefan Ortega, who grabs the ball and goes down. We've played 4 minutes and 30 seconds of the added on 5 minutes minimum. And Forrest have the ball under their possession again with 20 seconds to go in this first leg semi-final that's currently seeing Forrest 1-0 up. A penalty from Chris Wood on the 70th minute as Matty Cash and Chris Wood are battling. And then Chris Woods are judged to have fouled Matty Cash. And it's going to be a free kick to Aston Villa. João Pinheiro actually blows the full-time whistle before Villa can take the free kick here at the City Ground on a historic night. First semi-final in the European Cup for Nottingham Forest since 1984. And it has finished here at the City Ground thanks to a Chris Wood penalty in the 70th minute. Nottingham Forest 1, Aston Villa 0, and Forest are the ones taking the lead into the second leg of this semi-final when they face Villa next week at Villa Park.
Well, that's all we have this time. Thanks for listening.
This is NHR Sports.